Welcome back. 5:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and on RLTV. It's Andy Parks, Fred Grandy, live from the Washington Times. And ladies and gentlemen, a very special person has walked in the studio. She works downstairs, Fred, in that big newsroom here.
Ah, so there are people working downstairs.
Yes, it is Meredith Summers, and from time to time she comes in to talk about stories that she's working on, and we have to bribe her. And we normally have to do that with...
I'm not above it.
Would you mind holding up the price of your appearance here? Would you
yes, let's see it.
All right.
Let's
everybody.
See it.
You know what?
M&M's.
Bright yellow bag of M&M's.
It's a very nice package of M&M's, but you are working way too cheap, my dear. I mean, you ought to be holding out for a salary.
Wait a minute.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe I would like the champagne next
time. Yeah, coffee, good. A caviar.
Like, caviar.
I'm not telling M&M's you to
caviar.
Join the UAW, but they can tell you a little thing about collective bargaining.
This all started back with the 99% crowd, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what it was. You hang out with Occupy DC for like 13 minutes, and you need more. You need a stiff drink, but
M&M's
so
won't
I'll
do
take
it.
M&M's. Okay.
Yeah, and you had you had consumed all the alcohol that I kept in here. So, all right, 12-12-12. Interesting story. It's is it lucky? Is it unlucky?
Let's just think about this for a second. I, for one, plan on being cryogenically frozen, so I will see the next repeating date. But pretty much, unless you plan on living an extra 89 years, this is the last repeating day we're ever going to see, which is kind of depressing.
All right.
Yeah, I know. So now that we've all been depressed, don't be, because 12-12-12, it's fun. It's interesting. I was talking to this mathematician, not a numerologist. Those are the people who look at chicken bones and tea leaves.
Yeah.
Mathematician said, don't be sad. If anything, just be happy that humans can recognize this sort of pattern. And he says, you know, we've got to wait until 2101 on January 1st. Or you could think of other patterns like the Fibo day. Like, remember Fibonacci? You add the two previous numbers together to get the next one, so 0-1.
You remember Fibonacci,
one,
don't you?
Two.
Yeah, he played third base for the Cubs, didn't he?
Yeah.
Earl
Fidgen. Your algebra teachers are rolling in their graves.
Yeah, I know.
You know, he says, go play an extra lottery ticket if you want, have an extra glass of wine if you're feeling kind of old. But, you know, don't be sad.
Why so many marriages?
I assume they think this is lucky.
Well, you know what's funny? I asked a wedding photographer who's also in charge at the Maryland Wedding Association and Maryland Wedding Planners, and he said it's just because it's easy for the groom to remember.
Oh, my God.
Would you want
to marry a guy like that?
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Let's get married on 12-12-12.
I'd rather that than like 666. That's like a little bit.
That's
we've got a long wait for that, though.
Even
if you are frozen in time, that's a long time to wait.
Yeah. Fred, you going to do that, by the way?
What?
You know, do the Ted Williams thing? Have your head frozen?
Absolutely not.
Walt Disney, you know, there's a bunch of famous people that have had that done.
Yeah.
You know, that way, you know, just your head.
It's
I mean,
company.
One day they'll come up with some kind of little electronic body, and they'll hook that to the head, and they'll bring you back to life.
You'll be more machine than man.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll spend the rest of my life then worrying about my appearance. Right? I'm not going to do that.
That's right.
You know, there's a time to be here, and there's a time not to be here.
Okay, so Meredith, you get this assignment. Go do a story on 12-12-12. And what did you do? You just kind of went out and wandered around and talked to people?
Well, I kind of did that over the phone, to be honest with you, because there's so much. I mean, everybody's going to see this date around the world. So ended up calling over to a bunch of different courthouses that said, yes, we're seeing. Believe it or not, the District of Columbia had 12 weddings scheduled today, and they didn't even do that on purpose.
Really?
Yes.
12 weddings
on
12-12-12?
Yep, double what they usually get. Yep.
How about that? What a coincidence.
I know,
huh,
right? Odd, right? And then, a bunch of people were playing the lottery, I guess with the pick four.
Yeah.
I'm an expert on Mega Millions and Powerball, but when it comes to the little one,
how'd you do with that,
ones,
by the way?
Still waiting. Still waiting.
Sounds like Andy.
Still waiting.
If I win, I won't be here tomorrow.
But lo and
he's here before I am.
But lo and behold, there was a boy in Vienna who was turning 12 today, and his parents took him to IHOP last night because what else is open? His choice was Cheesecake Factory, and they're dropping the ball. Yeah, so they went at midnight to IHOP, which is the only place.
And so they had to go to IHOP.
Stop.
Yep.
The
Wait,
music.
What?
Vienna is known as the pastry capital of the world. Viennese torts are the sine qua non.
We're talking about
these guys are going to IHOP?
Fred, Vienna, Virginia.
Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
They just
have to. I thought it was Austria, and I get it perfectly understandable.
So they went to Vienna.
Yeah.
Virginia.
To IHOP. And then today he brought in donuts in the shape of, he got a bunch of donuts for his class, and made him into the shape of a one and a two. But he was the one who realized it. He told his parents when he was like 7 or 8. He's like, "This is going to be a pretty big birthday, guys. It's going to be like a late night birthday." And like, no, no. And then because it was a school night, he was only 12. We're not talking 13 here yet.
Yeah.
He, you know, still had to go to school today. But IHOP can't really beat it.
All right. Now, what's on the agenda for the rest of 12-12-12 for you? Are you done?
I'm going to see, actually, I first time ever have exciting plans. I'm going with another person who works downstairs to the Gallery of Art to see the new David Apollo sculpture that they've got.
Yeah, how about you?
I know.
A little misculture.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, well, listen.
Naked guys in marble. I don't need a lot.
The David Apollo?
I told you. Give me the M&Ms. And,
and a naked guy in marble. There you go.
Not to be confused with Michelangelo's David. I mean, same guy, same name, but the David is very large and hard to ship over here.
Okay.
This one's a little bit smaller and more transparent.
So the hand doesn't have to be as big.
All right, very good. And that happy thought. Take your M&Ms and get out of here.
Get on out.
Thank you, Meredith. Bye-bye. There she goes. Meredith Summers of the Washington Times on 12-12-12.
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned. We've got more to come on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and then on RLTV. It's Andy Parks, Fred Grandy, live from the Washington Times.